USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Pennsylvania judge has issued an injunction to stop any further certification of election results in the state. The order set a hearing for Friday in a suit from several Pennsylvania voters challenging the constitutionality of Pennsylvania's no-excuse absentee voting. State elections officials filed an appeal with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court shortly after the injunction was issued. President Trump's campaign is also continuing their challenges of the vote in the state. At a gathering of Republican state lawmakers in Gettysburg Wednesday, Trump campaign lawyer Jenna Ellis told the group that there are a few options for resolutions from their challenges.
You could call for a special election. Still, you can direct the manner of your electors. You have a variety of constitutional options, but one option should not be to ignore it and to certify a corrupted, irredeemably compromised election.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Some new data from the country's largest school district shows that students are struggling with online-only learning. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Students in one of the most sought-after school districts are apparently struggling with online learning. F grades are up 83% this year in Fairfax County, Virginia, the largest school system in the nation. Among the students with disabilities, Fs are up 111%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump has issued a full pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. General Flynn had pled guilty to a charge of making false statements to the FBI in 2017 as part of the Mueller-Russia investigation. He has since tried to withdraw that plea. Earlier this year, the Department of Justice moved to drop all charges against Flynn, something that was put on hold by a federal judge. President Trump announced the pardon Wednesday afternoon on Twitter. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well, or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Fraudulent unemployment claims from prison inmates have cost California $140 million. Val Dior has the details from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
At least 35,000 unemployment claims were fraudulently made on behalf of prison inmates, costing California $140 million in paid-out benefits. The Sacramento County DA calls it one of the biggest fraud of taxpayer dollars in California history. The claims were made between March and August and even include one in the name of convicted murderer Scott Peterson. Prosecutors were tipped off by listening in on recorded calls from prison as inmates bragged about scamming the system. The scheme always involved someone on the outside to facilitate the applications, and prosecutors say the problem is compounded by dysfunction at the California Employment Development Department, which does not check unemployment claims against a list of prison inmates, as many other states do.
In Kern County, home to five California state prisons, one address was used to receive benefits for 16 inmates. Along with Peterson, the list includes Susan Eubanks, a San Diego woman convicted of killing her four sons in 1997, and Wesley Shermantine, part of the duo dubbed the Speed Freak Killers for their meth-induced killing rampage in the 1980s and 90s. And Dallas Cowboys strength coach Marcus Paul died Wednesday, a day after collapsing at a team practice and being rushed to the hospital. Paul played four seasons in the NFL before moving into the coaching ranks. Paul was 54. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.